This is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish. Honduras has established diplomatic ties with China on Sunday after breaking off relations with Taiwan, which is increasingly isolated and now recognized by only 13 sovereign states. Foreign ministers from China and Honduras signed a joint communique in Beijing. This diplomatic victory for China comes as tensions are on the rise between Beijing and the United States, including over China's increasing assertiveness towards self-ruled Taiwan and signals growing of Chinese influence in Latin America. Russian President Vladimir Putin has announced plans to station tactical nuclear weapons in neighboring Belarus. More from Tommy McNeil.
Putin said the move was a response to Britain's decision this past week to provide Ukraine with armor-piercing rounds containing depleted uranium. Speaking in an interview broadcast Saturday on Russian state television, Putin said Russia would maintain control over the tactical nuclear weapons stationed in Belarus. He said storage facilities would be completed by July 1st, but didn't say how many weapons they would hold. He argued that Russia was following the lead of the United States, which has tactical nuclear weapons based in Europe. Such weapons are intended for battlefield use, unlike more powerful, longer-range strategic nuclear weapons. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Israeli Defense Minister Yoav Gallant is calling for an immediate, though temporary, halt to the far-right-wing government's contentious plan to overhaul the judiciary. His warning makes him the first ally of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's coalition to break ranks. He said he's worried that the overhaul plans will pose a threat to the country's security. The plan has sparked the largest protest movement in Israel's history. This is VOA News. Syrian opposition activists say Iranian-backed fighters are on alert in eastern Syria, a day after U.S. forces launched retaliatory airstrikes on sites in the war-torn country. The airstrikes came after a suspected Iranian-made drone killed a U.S. contractor and wounded six other Americans on Thursday. The situation was calm Saturday. However, the attack and the U.S. response threatens to upend recent efforts to de-escalate tensions across the wider Middle East. Pope Francis has updated a 2019 church law aimed at holding senior clergy accountable for covering up cases of sex abuse. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
The pontiff also reaffirmed that vulnerable adults can also be victims of abuse when they're unable to consent. The 2019 law had temporary provisions which the Pope made permanent. He also expanded the law to cover lay Catholic leaders. The new provisions now also cover the leaders of Vatican-approved associations headed by lay leaders, not just clerics. The move is in response to many cases in which lay leaders have abused their authority to sexually exploit those under their care. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Russian invasion of Ukraine is reverberating in the courtyards of a monastery complex in Kyiv, with civilians helping resident monks evacuate before the end of this month. Correspondent Sarah Naffa reports.
The struggle for control of the Lavra is part of a wider religious conflict playing out in parallel with the war, and the stakes are high. The complex has been called the Pearl of Ukraine and the Vatican of Ukrainian Orthodoxy. The government of Ukraine has already been cracking down on the Ukrainian Orthodox Church, or UOC, over its historic ties to the Russian Orthodox Church, whose leader, Patriarch Kirill, has supported Russian President Vladimir Putin. The UOC has insisted that it is loyal to Ukraine and has even declared its independence from Moscow. But Ukrainian security agencies have claimed that some in the church have maintained close ties with Russia. The Ukrainian government has also said that the Lavra, including a UOC seminary and offices, is a hub of Russian world propaganda. I'm Sarah Naffa.
U.S. President Joe Biden has issued a disaster declaration early Sunday for four Mississippi counties. This following powerful tornadoes that swept through on Friday, leveling buildings and killing at least 26 people, including one in neighboring Alabama. The declaration frees money to help people in the recovery process and includes both grants and loans. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas and Federal Emergency Management Agency Administrator Deanne Criswell are scheduled to travel to Mississippi on Sunday. Nelson Piquet, a former Formula One champion, has been fined nearly $1 million for racist and homophobic remarks. I'm Steve Karish, VOA News. Hits.